From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Authorities are taking a piece of airplane debris to France. Investigators will try to determine if it's from the Malaysia Airlines flight that went missing last year. The part of the wing washed ashore on the Indian Ocean island of Réunion. The BBC's Milton Nkosi reports.
The plane debris is being prepared to be flown to France for verification. The man who found the wreckage told the BBC that he feels sad for the families of those passengers who were on Malaysian airline flight MH370. Johnny Begg, who's a gardener for the local city council, said if the part of the wing does indeed belong to the missing plane, it might bring closure to those who lost their loved ones. There is no confirmation whether the authorities here on Réunion Island will embark on a search for more debris into the Indian Ocean. This coastline is about 3,000 miles away from the search area.
The BBC's Milton Nkosi reporting. The Obama administration is preparing to unveil a pilot program that would allow federal student aid for inmates. NPR's Gabriela Emanuel says a Republican congressman is already taking steps to block the plan.
Prisoners are legally barred from receiving Pell Grants, but there's also a law that allows the administration to waive certain rules for experimental programs. Congressman Chris Collins of New York has introduced a bill to stop the Pell Grant experiment before it starts. He says helping prisoners pay for college sends the wrong signal.
If you break the law and go to jail, you can get a free college education. That's just fundamentally a message that I cannot condone.
Collins introduced a similar bill last year when New York Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed using state funds for prison education. Cuomo later abandoned the plan. Gabriela Emanuel, NPR News.
A Palestinian baby has been killed and at least three family members critically wounded in what Israeli authorities are calling an arson attack by Jewish terrorists. Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli army says two Palestinian homes were set on fire overnight in the West Bank village of Duma. The Hebrew word for revenge was spray-painted on the walls. 1.5-year-old Ali Saed Dawabsha died in the fire. Palestinian officials say they are holding the Israeli government fully responsible. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it an act of terrorism and said he ordered Israeli security forces to do everything possible to apprehend those responsible. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv.
The Justice Department has issued a report today that says St. Louis County, Missouri, discriminates against black children when administering juvenile justice. The report also lists a series of constitutional violations. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down about 44 points at 17,702. This is NPR News from Washington. An ex-officer for the University of Cincinnati has posted bail and been released from jail. Former campus police officer Ray Tensing, who is white, is accused of killing motorist Samuel Dubose, who is black. The deadly incident occurred July 19th when Tensing pulled Dubose over for a minor traffic violation. Tensing says he shot Dubose because he thought Dubose was going to drag him under the car. Three former officials in charge of Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant have been indicted. John Matthews reports from Tokyo they're charged with negligence for failing to properly prepare for the 2011 earthquake and tsunami.
The three Tokyo Electric executives charged, including its former chairman, are accused of ignoring the danger posed by major disasters. Multiple citizens groups have been denied an indictment by Tokyo prosecutors since the 2011 disaster, but an anonymous, randomly selected citizens panel is now overruling prosecutors, enforcing charges against the three executives. Among other documents, the panel cites a 2008 report by the firm predicting the possibility of a magnitude 8 earthquake and recommending a 50-foot tsunami wall for such an event. The tsunami wall was never put in place, and the three are expected to face indictment in the coming months. Tokyo Electric has declined to comment. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Guillermo has formed in the Pacific Ocean, and it's moving west. The storm could threaten Hawaii by the middle of next week. It's currently more than 1,700 miles southeast of Hawaii. Guillermo's top sustained winds are currently 80 miles per hour. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.